The next word is estimate. The English word, estimate, has two meanings, to guess, or to make an assessment of value. The Russian sentence will use the meaning of guess, and it will be. Я оцениваю, что он приедет завтра. Breakdown. Я. I, pronoun, nominative case, pronounced, я. Оцениваю. I estimate, verb, present tense, first person singular, pronounced, оцениваю. Что? That, conjunction, pronounced, ch to. Он. He, pronoun, nominative case, pronounced, own. Приедет. Will arrive, verb, future tense, third person singular, pronounced, приедет. Завтра. Tomorrow, adverb, pronounced, завтра. Translation. I estimate that he will arrive tomorrow. Key concepts. The Russian verb. Оценивать. Оценивать. To estimate, is very versatile, and can be used to express many different types of judgments. The word. Что. Ch to, functions similarly to the English word, that, and is used to introduce a subordinate clause. Pronunciation guide. О. А. Це. Ци. Ни. Ни. Ва. Ва. Ю. Ю. English. Estimate. Verb. Estimate. Russian. Оценивать. Оценивать. The next word is favorite. My favorite book is War and Peace by Leo Tolstoy.
Моя любимая книга. Война и мир. Льва Толстого.
Breakdown. Моя. Pronounced. Моя, my, feminine, singular, nominative case.
Любимая.
Pronounced. Любимая, favorite, feminine, singular, nominative case.
Книга.
Pronounced. Книга, book, feminine, singular, nominative case. Dash, connecting the subject and the predicate.
Война и мир.
Pronounced. Война и мир, war and peace, title of a book.
Льва.
Pronounced. Eliver, Leo, genitive case, referring to Tolstoy.
Tolstova.
Pronounced. Tolstova, Tolstoy, genitive case. Key concepts. Gender, in Russian, nouns have gender. In this sentence, the nouns.
Книга.
Book, and.
Любимая.
Favorite, are both feminine. This means that adjectives and pronouns that modify them must agree in gender. Case, Russian nouns change their endings depending on their function in a sentence. Here, the word
книга,
book, is in the nominative case because it is the subject of the sentence. The word
любимая,
favorite, is also in the nominative case because it functions as an adjective modifying the noun. The words
Льва,
Leo, and Толстого, Tolstoy, are in the genitive case because they are used to show possession of the book. Word order. While Russian word order is generally less flexible than English, it can be manipulated for stylistic effect. In this sentence, the order is subject predicate object for clarity. Variations. The adjective
любимый,
pronounced любимый, is the masculine form of
любимая,
and would be used if you were talking about a favorite book written by a male author. For example,
мой любимый автор Александр Пушкин.
My favorite author is Alexander Pushkin. The neutral form of this adjective is
любимый.
Pronounced любимая, and would be used to describe an inanimate object. For example,
Moje ulubione blюdo, borscht.
My favorite dish is borscht. English-Russian translation. Favorite.
Любимый.
Masculine, slash.
Любимое.
Feminine, slash.
Любимое.
Neutral, pronounced. Любимое, slash, любимое, slash, любимое. The next word is difficulty. This task переставляете. Представляет. Предоставляет. Presents a difficulty for me. This sentence is in the present tense and uses the verb. Предоставляет. Предоставляет. To present, in the third person singular form. It uses the dative case, which is used to indicate the person or thing that is affected by the action. Для. Для. For me is the dative case. The word. Затруднение. Затруднение. Difficulty can also be used in the plural form. Затруднение. Затруднение. The noun. Затруднение. Is in the nominative case, which is used for the subject of the sentence. This sentence implies that the task is challenging for the speaker, and it's a useful way to express that something is difficult. English. This task presents a difficulty for me. Russian. Эта задача представляет затруднение для меня. The next word is purchase. The sentence. Я.
Я.
I хочу. Хочу купить. Want купить яйцо. Купить мелкий знак. To buy новое краткое. Новое. New telephone. Telephone. Phone. Telephone. Breakdown.
Error.
Yeah, I.
Error.
Is the nominative form of the pronoun I. It is used as the subject of a verb in a sentence. Say it like, yeah.
Хочу.
Хочу, want. This is the first person singular, I. Present tense form of the verb хотеть. Хотеть мелкий знак. To want. Say it like хочу.
Купить.
Купить. To buy. This is the infinitive form of the verb покупать. Покупать мелкий знак. To buy, and is used as a direct object of the verb.
Хочу.
Say it like, купить.
Новый.
Новый, new. This is an adjective that modifies the noun.
Телефон.
Say it like, новый.
Телефон.
Telephone, telephone. This is the noun modified by the adjective.
Новый.
And is the direct object of the verb.
Купить.
Say it like, телефон. Key concepts. The verb
хочу.
Want is an irregular verb that has the following forms in the present tense.
Хочу.
I want.
Хочешь.
You want.
Хочет.
He slash she slash it wants.
Хотим.
We want.
Хотите.
You want.
Хотят.
They want the infinitive.
Купить.
To buy is formed by adding the ending теери. Темяки знак. To the verb тем. English translation. I want to buy a new telephone. Word and pronunciation. Purchase.
Покупка.
Покупка. The next word is shoot. The English word, shoot, can be used as a verb or a noun. Let's examine each use in a Russian sentence.
Verb.
Sentence.
Unwillstrilmischen.
Breakdown.
Un.
He.
Willstrilm.
Shot.
At slash into.
Mission.
Target.
Translation.
He shot at the target.
Key concept.
The verb.
Willstrilm.
Pronounced.
Willstrilmity.
Is a perfective verb, meaning it refers to a completed action.
The imperfective form of the verb is
strelat.
Pronounced
strelat.
You can use either to translate
shoot,
depending on the context.
Use
vystrelit.
When you are talking about a completed action,
use
strelat.
When you are talking about an ongoing action,
word pronunciation.
Own.
Own.
Vystrelit.
Vystrelity.
V.
Mission.
Mission.
Noun.
Sentence.
Un strelalis rugie.
Breakdown.
Un.
He.
Strelal.
Was shooting.
Is.
From slash out of.
Rugie.
Gun slash rifle.
Translation.
He was shooting from a rifle.
Key concept.
Rougieux.
Pronounced.
Rougieux
is a noun.
The verb in this sentence is.
Strelat.
Pronounced.
Strelat.
Word pronunciation.
Own.
Own.
Strelat.
Strelat.
Is.
Is.
Rougieux.
Rougieux.
The next word is a noun.
The sentence is.
Президент объявил о новых мерах по борьбе с пандемией.
Breakdown.
Президент.
Президент,
president,
pronounced
president.
Объявил.
Объявил,
past tense masculine form of the verb
объявляете.
Объявит,
to announce,
pronounced,
объявил.
O. Preposition meaning,
about,
or, of,
pronounced,
o.
Novich.
Novich, plural form of the adjective enorme
eruicratkoye.
Novi,
meaning,
new,
pronounced,
novuk.
Merach.
Merach,
plural form of the noun
mera.
Mera,
meaning,
measure,
pronounced,
merach.
Po.
Po,
preposition meaning,
for,
or, by,
pronounced,
po.
Barnier.
Borb,
dative case form of the noun
beoeriberá,
borba,
meaning,
struggle,
pronounced,
borbe.
S,
preposition meaning,
with,
pronounced,
s.
Pandemii.
Pandemii,
instrumental case form of the noun
pandemia.
Pandemia,
meaning,
pandemic,
pronounced,
pandemii.
Key concept.
This sentence demonstrates the use of the dative case with the preposition
per
or po, which is commonly used to express purpose
or means.
Translation.
The president announced new measures to combat the pandemic.
English word.
Announce slash schwa stress
n a letter
28 ans slash
Russian word.
Объявит.
Slash schwa stress bjev
small cap
it mod j slash.
The next word is unless.
The word, unless, in English functions as a conjunction,
introducing a conditional clause that indicates that something will happen only if a certain condition is not met.
In Russian, this is expressed using the conjunction.
Если.
Pronounced,
если,
if, followed by the word.
Не.
Pronounced,
ni,
not.
Here is a sentence using the word,
unless.
Он не придет,
если ты не позвонишь ему.
Here's a breakdown of the sentence.
Он. pronounced on he subject of the sentence. Nie. Pronounced ni, not negation. Pridiot. Pronounced pridiot, will come, verb, future tense. Yes, ye. Pronounced easy, if, conjunction introducing the conditional clause. Tu. Pronounced ti, you, subject of the conditional clause. Nie. Pronounced ni, not negation. Pazvanish. Pronounced pazvonish, will call, verb, future tense. Imu. Pronounced imu, him, dative case pronoun, indicating the indirect object of the verb, call. Translation. He won't come unless you call him. Key concept. The Russian language uses the conjunction. Если. Pronounced, если, if, followed by the word. Не. Pronounced, ни, not, to express the conditional statement that something will happen only if a certain condition is not met. This is the same function as the English word, unless. Pronunciation notes. Если. Pronounced, если. Не. Pronounced, ni. On. Pronounced, on. Придёт. Pronounced, придёт. Ты. Pronounced, ti. Позвонишь. Pronounced, позвонишь. Ему. Pronounced, ему. English and Russian translation of the word, unless. Unless. Если не. The next word is independent. The word independent in Russian is независимый. Pronounced независимый. The sentence he is an independent man is он независимый. Человека. Он независимый человек. Pronounced он независимый человек. The word независимый is an adjective meaning independent. The ending yerikatkoye is the masculine nominative singular ending for adjectives. The word chilamek, pronounced chilamek, means person or man. Independent. Nizamisimui. Nizamisimai, person slash man. Chilamek. Chilamek. The next word is recommend. Ya. Ya. Ya, recommend. Rekomenduju. Rekomenduju, this. Etot. Etot, book. Knigu. Nig, to you. Ya, rekomenduju etu knigu tebi. Ya, rekomenduju etu nig tebi. Breakdown. Ya. Ya. Ya, I, pronoun, nominative case erieka o mienduju. Rekomenduju. Rekomenduju, recommend, verb, first person singular, present tense ete o te. Etot. Etot, this, adjective, masculine singular, nominative case kaenigeu. Knigu. Nig, book, noun, feminine singular, accusative case te ye me ye. Tebi. Teb, to you, pronoun, dative case. Key concepts. Verb conjugation. The verb er ye ka o m ye n de u u. Rekomenduju. Rekomenduju changes depending on who is recommending. For example, you recommend would be er ye ka o m ye n de u ye shayeri. Rekomenduish. Rekomenduju, and he slash she recommends would be er ye ka o m ye n de u ye te. Rekomenduit. Rekomenduit. Case. Nouns and pronouns change their form depending on their function in the sentence. The word kaenigeu. Knigu. Nig is in the accusative case because it is the direct object of the verb er ye ka o m ye n de u u. Rekomenduję. Rekomenduję. Pronunciation. Ja. 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 Pronounced like ja, ja, komendu. Rekomenduję. Rekomenduję. Pronounced like rekomenduję ete ote. Etot. Etot. Pronounced like etot knigu. Knigu. Nig. Pronounced like nigu te jebe je. Tiebie. Tib. Pronounced like tibai. Translation. I recommend this book to you. Variations of recommend. Erie kaomiende obeate yeri. Recommend of what? Recommend of what? To recommend, infinitive erie kaomiende at seye. Recommend at se. Recommend at se I, recommendations, plural noun erie kaomiende obeanen yerik at koye. Recommend ovanui. Recommend ovanui, recommended, adjective. English. Recommend Russian. Recommend of what? Recommend of what? The next word is survey. The word survey can be translated into Russian as a prose. Pronounced a prose, which is a noun meaning survey, poll, questionnaire. Here is an example sentence. Professor провел опрос студентов о их любимых книгах. Breakdown. Professor. Pronounced professor, professor. Провел. Pronounced провел, past tense of the verb. Проводить. To conduct, to carry out. Опрос. Pronounced опрос, survey. Студентов. Pronounced студентов, students, genitive plural. Or pronounced about ich. Pronounced ich there. Lubimich. Pronounced lubimich, favorite, plural. Knigach. Pronounced knigach, books, prepositional plural. Translation. The professor conducted a survey of the students about their favorite books. Variations of the word. Опрос. Анкета. Pronounced анкета, questionnaire. Социологический опрос. Pronounced социологический опрос, sociological survey. Helpful hints on pronunciation. The stress in Russian words is usually on the penultimate syllable, the second to last syllable. The letter O, pronounced O, is often reduced to a short a sound in unstressed syllables. The letter ye, pronounced ye, at the end of a word is usually silent. English to Russian. Survey. Опрос. Pronounced опрос. The next word is many. The word many can be translated to Russian in a few ways depending on the context, but most frequently, we will use the word много. Pronounced mnogo. Here is an example sentence. У меня много книг. Pronounced у меня много книг. Breakdown. У. Pronounced у. This is a preposition that means at or by, and in this case indicates possession. I have. Меня. Pronounced меня. This is the personal pronoun, me, in the genitive case, which is used to indicate possession, my. Много. Pronounced mnogo, this is the word, many. Книг. Pronounced ni, this is the plural genitive case of the word, book. The genitive case is used to indicate possession in Russian, of books. Translation. I have many books. Key concepts. Gender, in Russian, nouns have genders, masculine, feminine, or neuter. Book. Книга. Is feminine, so we use the feminine form of the adjective. Много. Number, book. knyga is a singular noun, so we use the singular form of mnoga. But if we were to say many houses, mnoga domov, we would use the plural form of mnoga, as house, dom, is masculine. Cases, the word mnoga itself doesn't change form, but the nouns with which it is used change form depending on the grammatical case. This means that the ending of the noun will change based on its role in the sentence. The genitive case is used to indicate possession. Word order, in Russian, the word order can be quite flexible, but it's common to place the subject before the verb, and the object after the verb. This is similar to English. Variations. Mnoga can be used with both singular and plural nouns, and with countable and uncountable nouns. Mnoga is usually used for general statements about quantity. You can also use the word nyeskolko, pronounced nyeskolko, which is more precise and means a few or several. For very large quantities, you can use ochen mnoga, pronounced ochen mnogo, meaning very many, or vyshislennoye kolichestvo, pronounced vyshislenno kolichestvo, meaning a countless number. If you are talking about a lot of something, you can use mnoga with uncountable nouns. For example, mnoga vody, pronounced mnogo vody, a lot of water. Pronunciation. Mnoga, pronounced mnogo. Knyga, pronounced niga. Knyk, pronounced ni. The next word is majority. The большинство. Большинство. Студентов. Student of. Уже. Аж. Знали. Знали. Экзамен. Экзамен. Breakdown. Большинство. Большинство, this word means majority in Russian. The stress is on the first syllable, bol. It is a noun, and is in the nominative case. It is used with singular or plural nouns, and is often followed by the preposition is, meaning of. For example, большинство из нас. Большинство из нас means the majority of us. Студентов. Student of, this is the genitive plural of студент. Student, meaning students. Уже. Аж, this word means already. Знали. Знали, this is the past tense of the verb. Знать. Знать, meaning to pass an exam. The stress is on the first syllable, s. Экзамен. Экзамен, this means exam. The stress is on the second syllable, за. Translation. The majority of the students have already passed the exam. Pronunciation guide. Большинство. Большинство, the O sound in большинство is like the O in lot, and the O in студентов is like the O in hot. Уже. Аж, the E sounds like the E in bed. Знали. Знали, the A in знали sounds like the in father. Variations. Большинство. Большинство can be used with both singular and plural nouns, and it can be followed by the preposition is, which means of. For example, большинство из нас. Большинство из нас means the majority of us. The verb that. Is that, can also be used to mean to give up or to surrender. For example, Onzdasavragu. Onesnausiavragu means he surrendered to the enemy. The next word is stick. The word stick in English can have many meanings, which are reflected in different Russian words and grammatical constructions. In the sentence below, we use the word palka. Palka, which means stick, and is used in the context of a physical object. Sentence. Я взял палку и пошел в лес. Я взял палку и пошел в лес. Breakdown. Я, pronoun, pronounced я. Взял. Взял, took, past tense verb, masculine singular, pronounced взял. Палку. Палку, stick, accusative case, feminine singular, pronounced палку. I, and, conjunction, pronounced I. Пошел. Пошел, went, past tense verb, masculine singular, pronounced пошел. V, in, preposition, pronounced V. Yes. Less, forest, accusative case, masculine singular, pronounced less. Key concepts. Accusative case. The accusative case is used for the direct object of a verb, and it is the case used for things that are directly acted upon by the verb. In this sentence, the palka is the direct object of the verb. Взял. Took. Gender. Russian nouns have genders, which influence the forms of adjectives and verbs that modify them. The word palka is feminine, so the verb взял needs to be in the masculine form to agree with the pronoun я, I, and the word palku needs to be in the accusative feminine form to match the verb взял. Took. Translation. I took a stick and went into the forest. Pronunciation guide. Palka. Palka. Взял. Взял. Yes. Less. Variations. Other ways to say stick in Russian. Ветка. Ветка, branch, twig, feminine. Прут. Prut, rod, stick, masculine. Trost. Trost, cane, walking stick, feminine. Keep in mind that the word palka is the most common and general term for stick in Russian. The other words carry specific connotations. The next word is request. The sentence is Я хочу попросить. V-A-S-O-B-U-S-L-U-G-E. Breakdown. Я. I, pronounced, я, subject pronoun. Хочу. Want, pronounced, хочу, verb in the present tense. Попросить. To ask, pronounced, попросить, infinitive verb. Вас. You, pronounced, вас, object pronoun. Оп. About, pronounced, об, preposition. Услуги. Favor, pronounced, услуги, noun in the prepositional case. The word pe-o-pe-ro-se-te-ri is a verb meaning to ask or to request. Its pronunciation is important as it is irregular. English translation. I want to ask you a favor. Variations. You could change the pronoun to be more formal, saying Я хочу попросить. Васобуслуге. Я хочу попросить вас об услуге. I want to ask you for a favor. You could also make the verb more formal, using the past tense of попросить, or попросила, asked, or the future tense попрошу, will ask. Key concepts. The verb хочу is an example of a verb that is conjugated according to the person and number of the subject. It is in the present tense and first person singular, I. The verb pero pero esiteri is an example of a verb that is conjugated according to the person and number of the subject and object. It is in the infinitive form. The noun usluga, usluga, is in the prepositional case. This is a case that is used after prepositions. Word and pronunciation. Request. Prosma. Prose bar, ask. Spasit. Spasit. The next word is rich. The wealthy businessman built a luxurious mansion in the countryside. Bogaty. Breakdown. Bogaty. Bogatage. Rich, adjective, pronounced, bogaht. Businessman. Businessman. Businessman, noun, pronounced, businessman. Postroil. Postroil. Built, verb, pronounced, postroil. Roskoshny. Roskoshnage. Luxurious, adjective, pronounced, roskoshny. Osobniak. Osobniak. Mansion, noun, pronounced, R-S-O-B-I-A-K. V. In preposition, pronounced, V. Dyevni. Derevni. Countryside, noun, pronounced, direvni. Key concepts. Gender, the adjective. Bogaty. Agrees in gender with the noun it modifies. Businessman. Masculine. Note the ending yerlikratkoye. Case. The adjective. Roskoshny. Agrees in case with the noun it modifies. Osobniak. Nominative. Note the ending yerlikratkoye. Prepositions. The preposition. Is used to indicate location. Word order. The typical word order in Russian is subject verb object. Variations. The adjective. Bogaty. Can be used in other forms. Feminine. Bogatyr. Bogatyr. Rich, for example. Bogatyr. Jenshtyena, a rich woman, neuter. Bogaty. Bogato. Rich, for example. Bogaty. Nisledestevo, a rich inheritance, plural. Bogaty. Bogatai. Rich, for example. Bogaty. Ludei, rich people. The next word is wind. The wind is blowing strongly today. Sivodnya, sivodnaya, sinui, cl, nye, vetir, vitaya. Breakdown. Sjegodnya, sivodnaya, today. The stress in this word is on the second syllable, dnaya. It is a common word that you will use every day. Strong. The stress in this word is on the second syllable, L, Nii. Vietayer, Vitaya, wind. The stress in this word is on the first syllable, V. Sentence structure. This sentence uses the nominative case for all of the words. This means they are the subject of the sentence. Variations. Vechera, vichira beyeru el, bail sla beyeru ikratkoye, slab veyeteyer, vitaya. Yesterday there was weak wind. Zea vetera, za vitra beudeyete, budete cl yerien yeru ikratkoye, cl, ni veyeteyer, vitaya. Tomorrow there will be strong wind. Pronunciation. Sivodnya, zero denier. Say, zero denier, with a slight emphasis on the D and nier. Sinui, CL, nii. Say, CL, nii, with a slight emphasis on the L and nii. Vietir, vitire. Say, vitire, with a slight emphasis on the V. English, Russian. Wind. Vietir, vitire. Strong. Sinui, CL, nii. Today. Simodna, zero denier. The next word is non. The word non in English can be expressed in Russian using the word nyadin. Pronounced nyadin. This sentence structure is used to express the idea that not a single one of something exists. It translates to not one. Here is an example sentence using this word. У меня нет ни одного яблока. This sentence translates to I don't have a single apple. Here is a breakdown of the sentence. У меня. Pronounced у меня, this means I have. Нет. Pronounced нет, this means no or don't have. Ни одного. Pronounced ни одного, this means not a single one or none. Яблоко. Pronounced яблоко, this means apple. Important note, when using the phrase any or den, you must use the singular form of the noun. In the example above, apple is singular. Key concept. The use of the phrase any or den to express the concept of none is an important distinction in Russian grammar. Pronunciation guide. Pronounced ni. Один. Pronounced один. Яблоко. Pronounced яблоко. English translation. Non. Russian translation. Ни один. Pronounced ни один. The next word is exchange. The English word exchange can be translated into Russian as обмен. Pronounced обмен. Here's an example sentence using the word. Я обменял доллары на рубли. Я обменял доллары на рубли. Я. Я, I, pronoun. Обменял. Обменял, exchanged, past tense, masculine singular form of the verb. Обменять. Обменять. Доллары. Доллары, dollars, plural noun. На. На, on, to, for, preposition. Рубли. Рубли, rubles, plural noun. This sentence means, I exchanged dollars for rubles. Key concepts. The verb. Обменять. Обменять is an irregular verb that means, to exchange. It changes forms depending on the gender and number of the subject and the tense of the verb. The preposition на. На is used to indicate what something is exchanged for. Helpful pronunciation hints. Обмен. Обмен, stress the first syllable. Доллары. Доллары, stress the first syllable. Рубли. Рубли, stress the first syllable. Variations of обмен. Обмен, include обменник. Обменник, exchange office. Обменный. Обменный, exchangeable. English, exchange / small cap ik / stse small cap ind / Russian. Обмен. / turned AB / M mod J open AN / The next word is budget. The Russian word for budget is budget. Budget. Here is an example sentence using the word budget. sposobu na zabranie cienny budżet etu pajestku. Translation. We have a limited budget for this trip. Breakdown. U nas. U. Is a preposition meaning at, or, with, but in this case is part of the possessive pronoun unas, meaning we have. Pronounced u nas. Ograniczeni means limited or restricted. Pronounced ograniczeni. Budget. Budget. Pronounced budget. No. A preposition meaning on or for. Pronounced na. Etu means this and is the accusative case of the demonstrative adjective. Etat. Pronounced etu. Paiestku means trip or journey. Pronounced paiestku. Important note. Budget is a masculine noun. Variations. Budgetny. Budgetny is the adjective form of budget, meaning budgetary. Budgetirovat. Budgetirovat is the verb form of budget meaning to budget. English / Russian words and pronunciations. Budget / budget. Budget limited / ograniczeny. Ограниченный trip / поездка. Поездку. The next word is famous. The Russian sentences. Он был знаменит своим талантом. Breakdown. Он. He, pronoun, nominative case, pronunciation. Он. Был. Was, verb, past tense, masculine singular, pronunciation. Был. Знаменит. Famous, adjective, masculine singular, pronunciation. Знаменит. Своим. His or her / its, possessive adjective, masculine singular, pronunciation. Своим. Талантом. Talent, noun, instrumental case, pronunciation. Талантом. Translation. He was famous for his talent. Key concepts. Gender. In Russian, nouns and adjectives have gender, masculine, feminine, neuter. Case. Nouns change form depending on their grammatical function in a sentence. Word order. Russian word order is more flexible than English. The sentence could also be Svoim talentom on byl znamenit. Variations. Znamenitý. Famous, adjective, masculine singular, nominative case. Znamenitý. Famous, adjective, feminine singular, nominative case. Znamenitý. Famous, adjective, neuter singular, nominative case. Znamenitý. Famous, adjective, plural, nominative case. Pronunciation hints. Znamenit. The E is pronounced like the E in bet. Svoim. The E is pronounced like the E in C. English-Russian word translation and pronunciation. Famous. Znamenit. Znamenit. The next word is blood. The Russian sentences. У него пошла кровь из носа. Breakdown. У. This is the preposition, at, or, with. It is pronounced like, у. Него. This is the pronoun, him, or, he. It is pronounced like, на его. Пошла. This is the past tense of the verb, to go, in the feminine form. It is pronounced like пошла. Кровь. This is the noun blood. It is pronounced like кровь. Is. This is the preposition from. It is pronounced like is.
No, sir. This is the noun, nose. It is pronounced like, nosar. Meaning. The sentence translates to, he had a nosebleed. This sentence uses the verb, to go, in a metaphorical sense, referring to the blood flowing from his nose. Variations. The noun, blood, can be used in many other contexts in Russian, such as in phrases like, кровь в жилах, blood in the veins, or кровь на руках, blood on the hands. Pronunciation. У. У. Него. Наего. Пошла. Пошла. Кровь. Кровь. Is. Is. Носа. Носа. Translation. Кровь. Blood slash кровь. Носа. Nose slash носар. The next word is such. The word, such, is commonly used in English to emphasize a quality, or characteristic. In Russian, the word такой, pronounced такой, is the most direct translation. It can also mean this or that, but it is mainly used in the sense of such. Here is an example sentence. Он был такой добрый. Pronounced, он был такой добрый. Breakdown. Он. Pronounced. Он means he. Был. Pronounced. Был means was. Такой. Pronounced. Такой means such. Добрый. Pronounced. Добрый means kind. Translation. He was such a kind man. Key concept. Такой. Pronounced. Такой is an adjective that is used to describe the noun. It is often used with a noun to emphasize the noun's quality or characteristic. Variations of. Такой. Pronounced. Такой. Такая. Pronounced. Такая, feminine form. Такое. Pronounced. Такое, neuter form. Такие. Pronounced. Такая, plural form. English, such Russian. Такой. Pronounced. Такой. The next word is appropriate. The word, appropriate, in English translates to подходящий. Подходящий, in Russian. It is an adjective that describes something that is suitable, or fitting for a particular situation, person, or purpose. It is a versatile word, and can be used in many contexts. Here's a sentence using this word. Эта книга идеально подходит для детей. Эта книга идеально подходит для детей. Breakdown. Это. Это, this, эта. Книга. Книга, book, книга. Идеально. Идеально, ideally, идеально. Подходит. Подходит, suits, fits, подходит. Для. Для, for, для. Детей. Детей, children, детей. This sentence means, this book is ideally suited for children. Notice that the word подходящий, подходящий, is used in its more formal form. Подходит. Подходит. Here are other ways to say appropriate. Соответствующий. Соответствующий, corresponding, relevant. Пригодный. Пригодный, suitable, fit. Уместный. Уместный, appropriate, timely. Appropriate. Подходящий. Подходящий. The next word is block. The word block has many different meanings in English, and in Russian,
There are several different words that can be used to translate it. Here is an example of a Russian sentence using one of the most common meanings of block. Breakdown. Строители. Строители means builders or construction workers. Заблокировали. Заблокировали is the past tense of the verb to block. It is a perfective verb, which means it describes a completed action. The verb is in the third person plural, which means it refers to a group of people. The ending -ly indicates that the action was completed. Дорогу. Дорогу means road. It is an accusative case noun. Translation. The builders blocked the road. Key concepts. Russian verbs. Russian verbs are conjugated, meaning they change form depending on the person, number, tense, and mood. Perfective verbs. Perfective verbs describe completed actions. Case. Russian nouns change their endings depending on their function in a sentence. In this case, ero-geu is in the accusative case, because it is the direct object of the verb. Pronunciation. Строители. 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 Заблокировали. 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 Дорогу. 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 Variations of the word block. Block. Block means block, as in a building block, or a section of a city. Блокировать. Блокировать means to block, as in to prevent something from happening. Блокада. Блокада means blockade. English to Russian translation. Block. Block. Блокировать. The next word is warm. The weather is warm today. Сегодня теплая погода. Breakdown. Сегодня. Pronounced. CVODIA, today, a noun, and an adverb of time. Теплая. Pronounced. Теплая, warm. The feminine form of the adjective. Теплый. Pronounced. Теплый. The adjective changes form to agree with the noun. Погода. Pronounced. Погода, weather. Погода. Pronounced. Погода, weather, a feminine noun. Key concept. The adjective must agree in gender with the noun it describes. Since. Погода. Weather is feminine, we must use the feminine form of. Теплый. Which is. Теплая. Translation. Today. Сегодня. CVODIA, warm. Теплая. Теплая, weather. Погода. Погода. The next word is count. English. I counted 3 students in the classroom. Russian. Я. Посчитал. Трёха. Студентов. В. Аудитории. Я поскитал трёх студентов в аудитории. Breakdown. Я. I, personal pronoun, nominative case. Посчитал. Поскитал. Counted, past tense, masculine singular, perfective aspect. Кай, sounds like, четырёха. Трёх. 3, accusative case, masculine, plural, yo, in, triok, sounds like, yo, in, yo-yo. Студентов. Student of. Students, accusative case, masculine, plural, o, in, student of, sounds like, o, in, not, where. We. In, preposition, V sounds like V invest. Auditori. Auditorii. Classroom, prepositional case, feminine, singular, I in auditorii sounds like E in C. Key concepts. Perfective vs. Imperfective aspect. Russian verbs have two aspects. Perfective and imperfective. The perfective aspect emphasizes the completion of the action, while the imperfective aspect focuses on the action itself. In the sentence, Посчитал. Посчитал. Is perfective, indicating that the counting action was completed. Cases. Russian nouns change form depending on their grammatical function in a sentence. The accusative case is used for the direct object of a verb. Gender and number. Russian nouns have gender, masculine, feminine, neuter, and number, singular, plural. The gender and number of a noun determine the form of the adjective or pronoun that modifies it. Variations of the word. Считать. Считать. To count, imperfective aspect. Подсчитать. Подсчитать. To count up, perfective aspect. Пересчитать. Пересчитать. To recount, perfective aspect. English. Count, noun, K a letter to 8 A-N-T, Russian. Shirt. Shot. Count, score. English. Count, verb, K a letter to 8 A-N-T, Russian. Считать. Считать. To count.